In case of make and buy, the old concept I am going to explain. Raw material price per unit is 5. Time needed for one unit is 15 minutes. So direct labor cost per hour is 10 rupees. And since it is 15 minutes, the direct labor cost per piece is 2.5 rupees, let us say. 2.5 rupees labor cost, raw material price 5, overhead factor is 4, that means 4 times the labor cost. So internal cost per unit becomes this 5 rupees raw material cost plus 2.5 labor cost, and 4 into 2.5 is the overhead cost. So what is the internal cost per unit? 17.5 rupees. Okay. Again, I will tell. Raw material price 5 rupees, labor cost 2.5, overhead is 4 times the 2.5, that means labor cost. So internal cost per unit is, let us say, 17.5 rupees. I want to offload this component and the vendor is asking only 10 rupees. Very good. I save 7.5 rupees per, so I offload this. My decision was based on that. But this decision was completely wrong. How? I will tell you how. If our machine is a non-constraint, we are paying 10 rupees to the vendor. Are we actually removing some people from here? No. So that payment goes on, salary payment or wages payment. That goes on. Are we reducing some overheads? No. So that also is there. That means we are paying how much? 10 rupees to be paid to vendor, 2.5 labor cost per unit, that remains as it is because we are not removing people. They are idling. Machine is non-constraint. Then overhead still remains. We are not removing any overheads. So what is the cost? 22.5. That means by offloading, we are increasing 5 rupees internal cost, increase in cost. So we should not do offloading on a non-constraint machine. However, if our machine is a constraint, the matter is different. If machine is a constraint, I will tell you how. Total sales is 10 million, raw material cost is, let us say, 5 million, 50%. Throughput is 5 million. Okay. By outsourcing the part, suppose we are getting 3% of constrained capacity, I am straightway getting additional sales by freed capacity is 3 lakhs. Raw material cost 50%. So additional throughput I get 1,50,000. And what is the cost of outsourcing? Even if I get 25 rupees to that man, still I save. And added profit is 1,25,000 only because of increase in throughput. So our decisions should be based on throughput. Our decisions should not be based on cost. Because here, though we are saving cost in earlier example of non-constraint, I am actually not saving the cost, I am actually increasing the cost. But if the machine is constrained, I really get additional throughput and I get additional net profit. So while making the make or buy decision, we should consider whether the machine is a constraint or machine is a non-constraint. This is what I have explained to you by this table. Judgment of profit centers is done today by applying profit and loss mechanism to subsystems. The organizations deploy transfer pricing mechanism. That means if one profit center is giving material to another profit center, on paper they charge some amount. Transfer pricing. Very funny way of working. The procedure involves transfer of money from one pocket to another. I have 100 rupees in my this pocket, left side pocket. If I put it in the right side pocket, what is the fun in that? What is the use? There is no real profit. In this approach, the system as a whole is ignored. In TOC, we have always discussed that we must take any action, we must make any decision which will benefit the total organization as a whole. As per TOC, the term product cost is most damaging concept, product cost. In coming Excel sheets, I am going to explain this to you. Product cost is a damaging concept. We should really not do it. Data used to calculate the product cost normally is not accurate. Exploiting constraint means getting the maximum throughput. The calculation of throughput per constraint has nothing to do with the cost. Throughput per constraint. Throughput per constraint unit, which I call it as octane. Judgment of product viability. We have a product P and we have a product Q. This is product P and this is product Q, let us say. Now, it has one operator A who will work for 15 minutes per part. We have operator B who works for 15 minutes per part. We have operator C who works 10 minutes for this part, 5 minutes for this part, and there is one assembly operator D who works 15 minutes for this part, product P. Second product Q, I have one operator B, same B, who works for 15 minutes for this part, same operator A works for 10 minutes for this part, same operator C works for 5 minutes for this part, and same operator B works for 15 minutes for this part. Look at this load on this B operator, he has to do 15 minutes here, 15 minutes here and 15 minutes here for three different operations he has to do. So there is load on this. Then these two parts are assembled by same operator D, he spends 5 minutes. So he spends 15 minutes here, D, and he spends 5 minutes here. This is the way of working. I have four operators A, B, C, D. Okay, and load on each operator I have said for making one product Q, one product P and one product Q. Okay, now weekly demand of P is 100 and weekly demand of Q is 50. Selling price is 90 and 100. Raw material cost is 45 and 40. So throughput is 45 and 60. Every week 100 parts, so throughput is 4500. Every week 50 parts, so throughput is 3000. Total throughput is, weekly operating expenses are 6000, and so throughput minus operating expenses, I get weekly net profit of 1500. That is what I calculate. Weekly operating expenses are 6000. Workers' time per piece per week, 5 days into 8 hours is 2400. So workers' time for 4 stations, there are 4 stations A, B, C, D, and so 9600. Operating expenses per station are 0.625. Little confusing, but you see it again, then you will know. Demand for P is 100, price per unit is 90, raw material cost is 45, throughput per unit is 45, operating expenses at rupees 625 per piece into total time is 37.8, margin is 7.2, margin is net profit. In case of Q, 50 demand, price is 100, raw material cost is 40, throughput is 60, operating expenses is 0.625 for total time for Q, 31.5, margin is 28.5. So anybody will say that here margin per unit is 7.2, margin for demand, margin for Q is 28.5. So Q is giving me more money. What is actually happening, I will tell you here in this slide. Worker A, 15 minutes for P1, that means first part of P, 0 for second part of P, 0 for first part of Q, and 10 for second part of Q. This is the load. So total load on worker A is 2000 and his available hours per week are 2400. Load on worker B 3000 because he has to do three different operations and his available hours are 2400. Load on worker C 1750, available hours are 2400. Load on worker D, same thing. So price for Q, okay, margins 28.5 per piece, material cost is 40, so efforts are 50 minutes. So because of this, we know that the priority goes to Q. Priority goes to Q. Anybody will say that, okay, the load is more on B, so we are not able to make the production. So priority goes to Q, because see here the load is too much on B, so I cannot fulfill the production. So then I will ask, P is important or Q is important? Everybody will say Q is important. Why? Because it is giving me more margin. So priority goes to Q. Exactly what happens is, I will tell you. So anybody will say that give the priority to Q, and so what I do is I make full 50 components for Q, and then remaining capacity I use it for P, so that I make only 60 for P, 50 for Q, and I come into the loss. The calculation shows that I am coming in the loss. Why? I gave priority to Q which has more margins, but still I am in loss. This is because the old way of calculations, because if I calculate the octanes, throughput for P is 45, throughput for Q is 60, and octane for P is 45, that means 45 divided by, for P the constraint machine is using only 15 minutes. Octane for Q, for getting 60 the constraint machine works for 30 minutes, and so if I, for every minute I get more money if I make P, 3 rupees, I get only 2 rupees if I get Q, that is the TOC. Theory of constraint tells me don't go by old method of calculating the cost, go by octane, what throughput I get per constraint minutes. What throughput I get, see this slide again, then you will understand. How much throughput? Throughput for P is 45, but I spend 15 minutes of constraint. So octane is 3, and for Q octane is 2, because I spend 30 constraint minutes for making Q. So then definitely TOC tells me give priority to P. If I give the priority to P, I come in profit. Look, I was having a loss of 300. Now what I did, I changed the product mix. I will explain to you again. The weekly demand is 100 for P and 50 for Q. I am not able to fulfill this demand because I find that my operator B is overloaded. He has to spend 3000 hours per week, whereas his available hours are only 2400 minutes are available to him. So conclusion is, I was not able to make the market demand. So what I did, I first gave the priority to Q because I was getting more money because of the Q. So I gave the priority to Q. So I made full production of Q and only a limited production of P, and then I came in loss. Then I went to TOC. TOC said, don't do like this. Calculate the throughput per constraint minute. Throughput per constraint minute. What throughput I am getting? What throughput of P I am getting per constraint minutes? What throughput I am getting? What throughput of Q I am getting per constraint minutes? I found that I am getting more throughput on P. So I started making full production of P, that is 100, and only a limited production of remaining capacity Q, and then I found that I am coming in a profit. That is what we should do that we should not see cost, we should see throughput as the point. So I will reiterate what I have said, that your decisions should be based on increasing throughput on the constraint machine, increasing throughput per constraint minute if it is increasing by the machine. Take the decision on the base of throughput and not by the cost. Don't get carried out by the cost. Existence of multiple products using the same constraint. Consider this. Each product using different constraint time. Consider that and calculate the octane. What is octane? Throughput upon the constraint minutes. That means minutes taken by the constraint for producing that part. Throughput divided by constraint minutes. That is octane. Consider more octane for taking the decision. How much money more I get by making part Q? How much money I get by making part P? Throughput divided by constraint minute. Need to decide giving more prominence to certain products. Need to keep in mind the market demand. Determine the best product mix to maximize the throughput. Weekly demand of P, 100. Weekly demand of Q, 50. I am not able to make this demand because of one operator called B, who is having too much load. His available minutes are 2400. His actual load is 3000, so he is not able to make. So what I do, I decide whether I should make P or I should make Q. That product mix I have made in such a way that I make profit. This calculation I showed. Input for TOC decision process. Calculate the throughput for each product unit. The time, capacity such a unit of product needs from the constraint. Calculate the ratio T upon CU, what I call it as octane, throughput by constant constraint unit, octane. Do this calculation for all the products using the constraint. Sort listing according to the octane on all products. The higher the octane, more profitable is the product. Consider that the throughput upon the constraint minutes, that is octane, should be more, not otherwise. We should not consider otherwise. Cost, etc., we should not see. Which product I will make on the constraint which gives more octane, that I will make. And like that, I will consider what to make and what not to make. Higher the T upon CU, that means higher the octane, more profitable is the product. Choose the product mix on the basis of T upon CU, that is octane, demand and other considerations. This is what I have presented. Read that portion again. Read in the book, you will understand it better. But once you understand, remember it forever. That TOC told us to go by throughput. TOC tells us to go by octane. TOC tells us that constraint is a different matter, non-constraint is a different matter. There is no use in increasing the capacity of non-constraint, whereas you should always increase the capacity on constraint, and product mix should be decided on the basis of throughput per constraint minutes. That means how much time of constraint you are spending in making that product. Throughput divided by constraint minutes. On that basis, you take the decision. Control measurements. Measurements help to assess where the things are, where versus whether they were supposed to be. Deviations. Things that were supposed to be done, nevertheless were not done. Things that were supposed to be done, but nevertheless were done. We are doing many things which should not be done. We are not doing many things we are supposed to be done. Throughput dollar days. It's a way to measure due date performance. Assess the organization is able to keep delivery promises. Assess the delivery in full and in time. Quantitative data used, size of the order, selling price, number of days delayed. I will tell you the control measurements here. I said throughput dollar days, TDD. What is this? Order number 1, 100 quantity, sales value is 1000. Number of days delayed, 2. I have delayed. So, sales value into number of days delayed is 2000 is the throughput dollar days. More number of days delayed, more will be TDD. Second order 200, sales value is 10,000, days delayed 5, so 50,000. Performance, sales value of 10,000 I have delayed by 5 days, and what is the TDD? 50,000. Then third order 500 quantity, 5,000 sales value, number of days delayed 10. 50,000. Fourth order 20, but the sales value, see, 20,000. I have delayed by 1 day, it becomes 20,000. Sum of all this is 1,22,000 TDD. So, very bad performance. I must reduce this continuously. How? By reducing the number of days, it should become 0. It should become 0, particularly if the sales value is more, and if you delay for more, this will be a very fantastically big amount, and then we are having a very bad performance, due date performance. How to calculate this due date performance? The best is throughput dollar days, that means throughput into days. So many dollars, so many dollar days. Customer will really become very angry with me if I have more throughput dollar days. So, this is one way of measuring my performance. Then, inventory dollar days, it is secondary measurement to TDD. Reduction in inventory should not cause an adverse impact on due date performance. We should reduce inventory, but nevertheless, we should also see what is our buffer. Inventories are mainly the result of things that should not have been done but were done. Customer tolerance time. The time from customer places an order until he expects delivery of the order. Like you go to the Pizza Hut, you order pizza, you expect that the pizza should come in the half an hour's time, and actually they delay the matter to 2 hours. So, you are very, very angry. 2 hours you are waiting for the pizza. Not acceptable. Half an hour is your customer tolerance time. Actual delivery time is 2 hours. So, your delivery time, if it is more than the customer tolerance time, customer will get angry. If CTT is longer than the product lead time, need not hold any inventories, because customer is ready to wait, it is longer than the product lead time, okay, no problem. If CTT is 0, if customer wants it immediate, and then it's a problem, we should hold inventory. Inventory is product lead time minus CTT. For example, order quantity in a hotel is 15 sandwiches, order lead time to make 15 sandwiches is 15 minutes, CTT 0 minutes because customer doesn't want to wait for sandwiches, then inventory of 15 minus 0, that means 15 minutes inventory, that means 15 sandwiches should be kept in stock. Customer comes, give it immediately to him. Inventory, from the inventory. In the meanwhile, manufacturing of sandwiches continues. But customer is not ready to wait, so keep the inventory of 15 sandwiches, give it on the shelf, from the shelf itself. So that is what is the customer tolerance time. If customer tolerance time is longer than the product lead time, no problem. But if it is zero, we must hold inventory. What is inventory dollar days? Finished product is, let us say, ABC, quantity excess of CTT, customer tolerance time 100. If I keep 100 as the inventory, sales price of that is 2000. So sales value of this is 100 into 2000 is 2 lakh. Number of days in stock, 2. So IDD, 4 lakh. More inventory, sales value. More days in stock, my IDD is becoming fantastically more. So I must reduce IDD also, but not affecting the due date performance. That means I must control the due date performance also. I must reduce the inventory dollar days also. Look here, the total IDD is 1,565,000. Then local operating expenses. This is an expense over which local area has full control. There is a theoretical limit to what extent operating expenses can be reduced. So TOC measurements are throughput, most important in my inventory, investment. Profit is equal to T minus operating expenses, throughput minus operating expenses, I already told. ROI is equal to T minus OE upon I. I is investment. Productivity is T upon OE, throughput upon operating expenses. Investment terms, I already explained, throughput upon inventory or throughput upon investment. Octane is equal to throughput upon unit of constraint time. That means for manufacturing that part, how many minutes constraint machine has taken. That is the octane. More the octane, I should take decision to make more that part. Throughput dollar days, inventory dollar days, local operating expenses. Summary. 5 focusing steps not only give mechanism to judge but also measure performance. It is important to note that organizations need to increase the throughput while simultaneously reducing the I and OE. I means investment, OE is operating expenses. Thank you.